This is Twit.
So tip of the week is about the Fall Creators Update. If you want to get this thing immediately, you can. And as we pointed out earlier, actually a lot of people are seeing it right in Windows Update, which is, you know, actually kind of incredible. So check that first.
Yep.
But if you want to force the issue, which, you know, as Mary Jo said, you probably shouldn't. But if you want to, you can. And you just go to the Windows download site. You can download the ISOs. You can download the or use that tool to get the install media going on USB, however you want to do it. You just really need the ISO. Double click on it, run setup. You'll upgrade to the latest version. So you can get it. If you want it immediately, you can get it. If, however, you want to defer it, you can. Of course, it's a lot easier if you're running Windows 10 Pro because Windows 10 Pro and Enterprise actually include that functionality built in. I'm just going to look at the screen because it's a little convoluted. But if you go into Settings, Update and Security, Windows Update, there's an Advanced Options option. This changed a lot in the Creators Update. Before, it had very different options. But now there's actually an option that says a feature update includes new capabilities and improvements. It can be deferred for this many days. And there's a dropdown. And you could actually defer this thing. It's incredible, but for up to 365 days. So if you wanted to take a year and not get this, you could do that. You could put it in 1 month, 2 months, whatever you want to do. You can also, by the way, defer quality updates for up to 30 days, also new to the Creators Update. So if you don't think you want it, you know, you could do that. The other option that would kind of get this done is the pause updates feature. You can pause updates temporarily for up to 35 days. I actually don't recommend that because that will also pause security updates, which are part of those quality updates. You're better off deferring just the feature updates if that's what you want to do. And
how long does it
take? I'm sorry.
I'm about a third of the way through the install. It takes a while.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's a big update.
It's an hour or two. Yeah.
If you're on Windows 10 Home, however, you will not see this option. In fact, if you click on Advanced Options, whatever, you'll see a screen that basically has nothing on it. There's nothing there. Well, there's a few things there, but nothing related to this. So unfortunately, you have to go back to that workaround that we've used in the past, which is to configure your wireless your wireless adapter as a metered connection. In this case, Microsoft will not download updates because it thinks you're paying, you know, for the bandwidth. The trouble with that workaround is that it also means you won't get security updates. So perhaps a better option would be you can kind of manually just say no to the update. Actually, no, you can't on Windows 10 Home. Never mind. This is pretty much it. So unfortunately, you don't have a lot of good options on Windows 10 Home. And I assume that's true Windows 10S, although I've not tried on Windows 10S yet. But I will do that.